Dua Lipa and Don't Start Now on the BBC. Well, I was going to play this. But you see, there is no actual where in the world is Andy Marsak, because we have a very loose idea. He's been striding around in snow, sort of waved tundras, I'm sure. I've seen a couple of photos already of it looking absolutely breathtaking. So we thought, rather than this music, we would more fit the bill with the music from The Thing, which I'm sure Andy has seen. Let's say a quick hello here. Good evening, Andy Marsak.
Good evening, Andy Marsak. Well, good evening, Russ, from the seas of Antarctica.
Oh, man. Whereabouts are you exactly, Andy?
That's a good question. We are just off the coast of South Georgia Island on our way south to the Antarctic Peninsula.
So South Georgia Island, how long have you been at sea?
Well, we've literally left the coast of Argentina right down south in Ushuaia a week ago today, last Thursday. So we've been literally at sea. We went to, it's been fascinating actually, we went to the Falklands first, stopped off at the Falklands, a lovely place called New Ireland, part of the Falklands. We didn't get to Stanley, but it was a couple of days there. And then right over to South Georgia, where we are now, which is famous for whaling, and Mr. Ernest Shackleton, who his last resting place is right there. And then we've just left tonight. We've been there for 3 days. We've just left tonight for a two-day crossing to the Antarctic Peninsula, which is going to be completely different. So it's absolutely brilliant. And the white continent of Antarctica, you know, it's one of the last great wildernesses, one of the last great wilderness adventures available to mere mortals like us. In the footsteps of Cook and Scott and Shackleton, I've had more Attenborough moments, Russ, than the whiskers on a mariner's chin, believe me.
What a lovely image you've got there. So when you get to like Antarctica, is it, this is the peninsula, is it a lot of bases? I mean, what's going to greet you when you get there, I'm wondering?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I'd love to. I don't know, because I've never been here before, but I do have a very special guest with me.
Oh, we appear to be having one or two technical issues. Let me have a quick look at this. He should still be there. Andy, can you hear me? Oh, he just appears to have disappeared. We'll try and get Andy Marsak back at some point. Andy, are you there? Can you hear me? No, we've lost him. Down there. Well, do you know what? We're going to do everything that we can to try and get him back on, because I want to hear this. He's got the captain of the ship, because he doesn't do things by halves, Andy. And I would imagine that the ship he's on, he's in the middle of the sea and he's talking to me like he's in the room next to me. It's absolutely staggering what we can do. So fingers crossed, we'll be able to cross back to him in a couple of seconds' time. One, I think we can cross back now to Andy Marsak. Andy, are you back there?
I'm here. Yes, let me just paint the picture for you, because I'm on this Ponant expedition cruise ship, Le Soleil, and it's really exciting because for the first...
Oh, that's absolutely classic. These things happen. Oh, he's back there again. Andy, carry on.
They've teamed up with National Geographic, and it's an official partnership. So this is like the inaugural cruise, so it's pretty cool thing. And I've got Captain David Mariano, who is, he's got my life in his hands with me, and he's the skipper of the ship. So I'd just like to invite you to say hi.
Hello there, my friend.
Hello, very good evening. Hello, how are you?
This is fantastic. What are sailing conditions like at the moment? Is it smooth sailing? Is it rough?
We could say it's kind of smooth considering the area where we are, but it's about 3 to 5 meters swell, a very long swell from the great Southern Ocean, and we have about 20 to 30 knots wind, so it's it's fairly acceptable for this area of the world.
How long have you been sailing in this part of the world?
Actually, it's my eighth season, and it's been absolutely fantastic. It's a great experience that everybody should do.
Okay, now Andy.
I was going to ask the captain. I was going to ask the captain. Really, you know, how does a cruise like this really is? You know, how different is it from the sort of your average, you know, cruise ship going around the Med, Captain? I mean, you know, what do you have to do on a daily basis, for instance?
I think that on the contrary to the big cruise ships, here on a Ponant Expedition ship, it's a very small ship, 140 meters only for 200 guests, and we do expedition. It means that we don't need a pier to go to a destination. We just need a beach, a landing site, and we use our Zodiac boats to take the guests ashore. We just beach the boat, and then they discover the wildlife and the geography of the place.
Yeah, we've got king penguins, we've got fur seals, elephant seals are about as big as a truck, humpback whales, the odd bird. It's you know, it's crazy, Russ, it really is. And this man has navigated around a whole series of icebergs today, literally taking this ship in and out of a maze of icebergs. It was dramatic stuff.
I've got to ask on this one, Andy, and I do hope the captain. I do hope the captain won't mind when I ask you this, is because you know, Andy, you are used to a certain level of comfort and, dare we say it, luxury in your life. So on the boat, I mean, is the food good? Are you being looked after?
Honestly, Russ, this is a French ship. I don't need to say anything else, do I? We are talking, you know, Bordeaux wines. Beautiful steaks, the most fantastic pastries. It is French cuisine. I don't see to say any more. And the cheese, of course. Yes.
Oh, of course. Yeah, we can't forget the French cheese. I've got visions of you eating better food than I've eaten for a month, whilst looking out while the ship you're on is weaving through icebergs, and you're on your way to the South Pole, Andy. This is a very you situation. Oh, he appears to have gone again. Oh, no. He can probably still hear us, but we can't hear him. I tell you what, we'll have this. And if we can get it sorted, we'll have a couple of seconds with him on the other side of the police, and we'll say our goodbyes in the South Pole. We're here in but moments with a couple of dashes through the top 40. Valid this day in a mystery year. It's exactly 11:30. Let's see if we can just have a final 30 seconds with international man of mystery, Andy Mossack, who is being... Is it life on the ocean waves, Andy, I understand?
Yeah, we just caught a big wave and everything went spinning, but everything's fine. We're fine, thank you. Very quickly, just want to say a thank you to the captain who's given me his office to sit here and do this in. So thanks a lot, Captain. It's been great. And a very quick story, very, very quick story. It was on the Falklands. Literally, it's only two families in this particular area in New Ireland. And they've got a little gift shop and a museum there. And I went in there to buy something and I said, can I use a credit card here? And she said, no, we don't take credit cards, but we do take English money because that's all we take here. And of course, I didn't have any on me. What a shame. There I was in the South Atlantic talking to an English lady who only took English money.
Well, it's not often you can say that, Andy, but that's absolutely superb. When do you make landfall then in the Antarctic? And you must email us a picture as soon as you can. Danny appears to have gone again. Well, there he has it. Andy Mossack in the high seas for us, just north of Antarctica. Absolutely amazing stuff. Let's start this. Hey now, at least we had him. That's a modern miracle attack, isn't it?